Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Breakfast Rolls.
Jumpstart your morning anytime you want.
Welcome along to Breakfast Roll, the podcast of the show that happened today. Hope you're well. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of December. Let's get into it because Una was back today and we talked about weird pregnancy cravings.
Nice to have you back, Mrs. I want to talk to you about something about. I know that you're a fan of food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And as you can hear there, if you can hear it through the purple snack in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It is that time.
Do you remember when you were pregnant, if you cast your mind back?
Yeah, I do. It was like a beached whale.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more talking about cravings rather than physical bits and pieces. So, like, was there anything that you actually craved? Because there's this guy, right, and his wife was craving something absolutely mad. In fact, he had to put in this pizza order and explain in the description of his wife is pregnant, I'm not crazy, that this is a very, very thing that she wants. It looks insane. You probably think, who the hell is this? I'm the dude that has got a very pregnant wife. I'm done questioning what she wants. I'm scared of her, and honestly, you should be too. I promise this is the order. Thank you, and Godspeed.
What's on the order?
Here we go. Here we go. Let's get some food music on. One large hand-tossed pizza.
Okay.
All right. It's a pizza order, by the way, just in case you're thinking, where's the purple snacks?
Mm-hmm.
Brace yourself. Triple pepperoni.
Oh, yummy.
So triple pepperoni.
Love it.
The grease would be dripping. Extra cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Banana peppers.
Banana peppers.
They're a type of pepper. They're just a little, kind of little Miles, little guy. Light jalapenos. Wuss.
I'm down with this so far. Everything is ticking all the good boxes.
Okay. All right, cool. Let's add some more meat. Chicken.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Mushrooms.
Lovely.
Load of caramelized onions.
Gorgeous.
Load of olives.
Oh, no. You lost me at olives.
And more sauce. And there you go. And that was it. Now, I don't think that order is that bizarre.
It's just a meat feast.
It is a meat feast.
It's a meat feast with olives.
Yeah.
And mushrooms.
What's wrong with olives? Why are you?
I don't like olives. My palate isn't that refined. Does anyone really like olives?
I love olives.
Of course
olives.
You do. Of course you do.
Even
yeah.
Stuffed olives as well.
Stuffed olives?
Yeah.
What's an olive stuffed with?
Anthony bloody well can shove in there.
As if you stuff your olives.
Yeah.
What'd you put in them?
What is it? Pimento or something like that?
Pimento!
Or you can get little feta cheese stuffed olives as well.
Ew, disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting. How about these though? I was kind of like looking at other kind of like things that people were craving while they were pregnant, and I found some of these. Let me think. Let me hear your opinion on what you think of this. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
All right, okay. We need more food music for this as well. You ready, Una?
Mm-hmm.
So think about it now. You got a belly full of babies, all right?
Yeah, I had two of them in there.
All right. Hot Cheetos dipped in strawberry yogurt.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Really? I think that'd be all right.
No.
I'm not the biggest yogurt fan, but I get the consistency. It reminds me of one of my favorite weird meals that I used to have as in my late teens, after a night out. I'd be like, I'm hungry, and I've got the munchies for this type of meal. Do you remember Ricicles? They were like Rice Krispies, but they were sugar-coated.
Yes.
All right. I would mix them in with Angel Delight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, the crunch.
Angel Delight.
Angel Delight.
That's a blast from the past,
the
isn't it?
The smooth and the crunch at the same time.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Very sweet.
This one is on the top list of cravings for the pregnant peoples. Pickles wrapped in cheese. I think that's fine. I'd be down with that.
I'm not a pickle person, but I can see why they would go together. Don't people have pickle and cheese sandwiches?
Pickle and cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
Like a gherkin, if you wrap that bad boy with some cheese, it'd be lovely. Or putting peanut butter on it as well.
Oh, stop.
Okay. Pulled pork. Pulled pork? Do you like a pulled pork sandwich?
Yeah.
On vanilla ice cream.
Lads, this is so gang. So gag. I never got any of those cravings.
You guys are superheroes. Women.
Yeah, we are superheroes.
Like, what the babies do to your brains and bodies and make you eat this mad stuff.
They suck the life out of us.
Nuggets with
They're
Nutella.
They're like parasites.
Chicken nuggets with Nutella. Did you just call them parasites?
I did. Chicken nuggets. That's all I was able to eat for the first couple of weeks.
Yum.
Yeah, chicken nuggets.
With Nutella.
No, not with Nutella, funnily enough, just on their own.
Hey, if you go to the, can I get a box of 9 nugs there? Sure, what dip do you want? Nutella.
Obviously.
Listen, mad cravings, but you didn't have any of the weird, weird food ones.
No, because I had hyperemesis and I also had gestational diabetes. So I couldn't have anything nice even if I wanted it.
Like,
and I was vomited all the time anyway.
Straightforward.
No, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
You couldn't,
everything has to be chaotic.
Yeah, it's like you couldn't just have a straightforward pregnancy and crave some fire lighters and shoe polish.
Exactly. Yeah. No.
Going to dip that in Tipex.
Oh, yo. Let me lift you up. High
mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Next up on the show, we were doing our survey says 23% of adults do this every week and hate doing it. But what was it?
Our survey says we're going to be looking for you to get involved on 087-1102-107. Try and figure out what the answer is to this.
According to a study, 23% of adults do this every week, although they hate doing it. What is it?
Una!
Hey, I did not press that button. Why would you hate doing that?
Oh, God, I missed you.
Yeah, no, it's not that, no.
It's not that, okay.
So what is it? Adults do this once a week and don't like it.
Yeah, the 23% people said they have to do it every week, but they hate doing it.
I think I have this.
Go on.
Okay, you ready? Figuring out what everybody wants for dinner.
Do you know what I'm starting to sound like my mother now. I keep saying, do you know what, guys?
I've been saying this for years.
This is not a restaurant. Okay, this is not a restaurant. We don't have menus here. Okay, you eat what's put in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, anyway, I still go around making 27 different dinners.
Don't do it, Una. Sure, it's too late now to turn back. You've set the standard.
I know. Silly me.
No, there was one thing. I was like, one rule. It's like, yeah, they're eating or you starve. Simple as that.
Eating or you starve.
Yeah, if you don't like what I put in front of you, tough. You cook it.
Oh, my twins are 4, so... Next year.
They should be cooking by
they
now.
They should be, yeah.
At least being able to make some PBJs.
What's PBJs?
Peanut butter jelly, jam, peanut butter jam.
We've never had that sandwich, peanut
You've
butter
never had it? What?
Not in Ireland. No, we haven't.
Oh, my God. You're the type of person who calls Nutella.
Or Nutella.
I don't know. It's just, is it not a very kind of American sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, so are French fries, but it never bloody stops you shoveling them in your gob. You just described a pizza
that
you would slam.
No, they're not. Because spuds are, like, predominantly, that's in our breeding. Do you know what I mean? So...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, can I have a guess,
Just
please?
Because it might have originated somewhere doesn't mean you can't eat it. Like Chinese food. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, I've just never introduced a peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Well, you should have it. It's one of the best. That's what I was brought up on.
You've all the signs of it.
Waffles and bacon, you absolute cow. Right, go on.
Okay, that's a good job. Is it change the bed sheets? Because that is the worst job in the world.
Is the worst job, yeah. I agree. It's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Right, we need some guesses on 087-1102-107. That's our WhatsApp number. Here's the question.
23% of adults do this every week, although they hate doing it. What is it?
It's a figuring out what the answer is to our survey says. All right, 087-1102-107. What is the answer? Our survey says this morning, what are we asking, Donald?
23% of adults do this every week, although they hate doing it. What is it?
What is it?
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Ricky, you've been upsetting everybody this morning calling Nutella Nutella.
Cleaning. I'm sure people do that every week and hate doing it. Especially when you get Nutella all over the kitchen bench.
My God, you're going to hell. My God.
He's correct in terms of, I'd say, people hate doing it, but it's not the answer I've got.
And it's also not pronounced Nutella.
This is
is true. All right, okay. We'll pronounce it our way. Nutella. All right.
Yeah, you're right, Cooper. My mother always says, if you don't eat it, you won't shite it.
Oh, that's right. Only make one if you don't eat your food. Yeah, that was the argument. Like, everybody has to eat what's put in front of them. If you don't eat it, you won't
poop. Yeah, take it or leave it.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Is our service at this morning? Doing the grocery shopping or putting it away? Sinead in Africa.
Not to, what? She used to say Sinead in Africa.
Sinead in Africa.
That
sounds like Sinead in Africa.
Sinead in Africa.
Sinead in Africa. All right, Sinead in Africa. Isn't it not putting the shop? What was the again? I completely want to get
doing the grocery shopping.
Oh, doing the grocery shopping.
And putting it away. Yeah, no. Great shout. It's not the answer. No,
I hate doing a weekly shop. It is my biggest pet peeve. I hate doing it. And it's the worst thing. I hate it.
And I'll tell you why you hate it, right?
Why do I?
Because you have ruined it for yourself. You've ruined it.
No. That's made
because
it
of your spreadsheet.
But that's
because it's boring.
That's made it easier and has saved
me
money.
No, you're getting the same things all the time. You're not going around. You're not going down the middle aisle going, "Ooh, I think I need one of these."
Yes, I need a tree shredder.
Yeah.
No, I don't need.
See, I
got one of them last week.
No. There's no spontaneity in your life when you go shopping anymore.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's not. Oh, what kind of things do you be buying? Are you kidding me? Oh.
I got some packing tape the other day.
What?
It was a special.
Answer to the survey has to be doing the food shop. Oh my God, what a horrible job.
I know, we just talking about it, but
I like doing it. I hate putting the messages away, but I like doing the food shop because I get to browse. Ooh, look-see, I want that.
I would hate for you to do my food shop then.
Why?
Because you would spend it all on things that we don't need.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. That's why I have no money. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Look yeah, at you and right.
Look at her. Look like she... What? People think Una works for RTE. She's on such high wages.
Oh my God.
All right, what is the answer, please?
23% of adults do this every week.
Funny
hate
guy.
Doing it. It's step on the scales to see if the reading has gone down.
The reading or your actual weight?
The reading. No, it tells you whatever weight you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine told me to get off.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Rhyme It is all about rhyming. So if you can rhyme, you can play the game. It's very easy to play, or is it easy to play? With Fergal from Kildare, and he tried to get a higher score than yesterday's 3. How'd he get on?
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Playing Rhyme It this morning. Let's go to Kildare. Good morning, Fergal.
Hi, Fergal.
Hey, hello, how are you?
Yeah, really good. So you have a busy Christmas ahead of you. You're working all over Christmas, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
Someone's got to do it, I suppose, Fergal, you know?
Well, it has to be done.
Yeah.
Where are you working, Fergal?
I work in a hospital.
Amazing. Absolute legend.
But you were also dragged kicking and screaming to be part of a Christmas concert. Is this true?
Yes, indeed. I'm singing a part of my friend's choir, Ainsley's choir, on the 10th of December in Lucan. Tickets are on sale at the door if anyone wants to go.
Oh, a nice little plug. Can you give us a rendition of anything, Fergal?
No, you have to wait and see.
Oh, just a little teaser, a festive little...
Well, look, when I say singing, it means they're singing, I'm in the back just making noises.
Well, make a few noises.
Oh, God, no, you wouldn't want that this hour of the morning.
All right, okay.
To the human trumpet. I do have exclusive footage of your practice session, just the band, if you want to have a listen to this.
Beautiful.
That's one of my favourite things to do is if you just Google bad concerts and bad bands, school bands, concert. It's absolutely amazing. All right, Fergal, how are you at rhyming words?
I think I'm all right.
Good.
I think I'm all right.
Excellent. Well, you have a score of 3 to beat. That's the highest score this week, so the pressure is on, my friend. So the word that you've got to rhyme with this morning is?
Mitt. M-I-T-T. Mitt. Okay, Mitt?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Your 30 seconds start now.
This is spread on the roads when it's icy.
Sorry, say that again?
This is spread on the roads when it's icy.
Grit.
When you relax in a chair, what do you do?
Pass.
If you exercise a lot and eat well, you're usually what?
Fit.
when you hand in your notice at work, what do you do?
No, pass.
When a room is very bright, it is well what?
Time is up.
You got it? You got it?
No, he didn't.
Did you not?
No, no, it was over the time.
Oh.
Dude, you got two. Yeah, now it was a bit of a slippy start because you didn't quite hear what it said, but you did get grit. And when you relax on a chair, what do? You sit.
Sit.
Oh, gosh.
When you hand in your notice at work, you quit.
Quit.
See, Fergal wouldn't know that. Fergal's not a quitter.
No, he's not. He's a go-getter.
No, no.
Yeah, he's a go-getter. Nothing, ain't no stopping Fergal now.
You.
Fergal, listen, the questions or the rhyming didn't suit you this morning, but life in general suits you, so you're a winner in our eyes, all right?
Best of luck with the concert, Fergal.
See you now. All the best.
Bye.
Cheers,
Happy Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
Fergal, the absolute legend. If you think now that's three that still hasn't been bet now.
Yeah,
so,
there you go,
So if you reckon you can beat that, 087 1102 107, we will play again tomorrow morning.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Oh my God, the hill I'll die on was a big debate. It was all about leaving the door open when you pee. Is it a thing that you do? Well, apparently it is.
The hill I'll die on today. It is absolutely more than okay to do a wee in front of your partner. Yes?
Just a wee.
Just a wee.
Okay.
So
you're leaving the door open.
I'm leaving the door open.
No.
Yeah, it's a sign of comfort. It's a sign of love. It's human beings being human beings together. Like, we all have bodily functions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why not share these experiences together? Like, we share a family, we share a home, a packet of biscuits. Why not share a wee tinkle? I don't actually know anyone who hasn't done a wee in front of their partner. Because it's multitasking. Do you know what I mean? It's chatting and weeing at the same time. So you're getting two jobs done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like how long? This isn't a personal question.
Yeah.
But it is at the same time.
Time saving.
How long does it take you to do a wee that you can't just say, give us a sec, close the door there.
Ooh, sometimes, you know, you have a long wee, especially in the morning. Do you know?
No.
You don't have a long wee in the morning.
No, nothing more than 60 seconds, Una.
Yeah, but that's 60 seconds. Yeah.
Or 15 seconds. That, like, I can just, like, take a minute to myself and just, like...
You see, that's all about you. It's all about you. Take a minute to yourself.
Also, nobody wants to be looking at me standing there. Do you know what I mean?
No, I didn't say looking at you. Yeah, that's true.
You're leaving the door open.
And you're leaving the door open, but, I mean, they don't have to be looking at you. I think it's strange that you have never done a wee in front of your partner.
Yeah. Or a poop.
Yeah. Okay,
where do you stand with that?
The poop thing?
Yeah, or sit with it.
It depends. It depends on the situation.
No, it doesn't. It's either, it is or it isn't a thing. So you either leave the door open while you're doing a number two...
Loads of people leave the door open when they're doing a number two.
So where do you stand on it? Is the question I'm asking you right now, and you're on the spot and the hill will die on.
What's it going to be? If you can't pee in front of your partner, are they really your person?
Oh my, yes! Yeah, because you have some respect. Hey, it's kind of, hey, look at me pee. You absolute weirdo.
No, you're an absolute weirdo.
No.
Okay.
All right. 087-1102. Everyone's asking, would you do a number two with the door open here, Una? And you have avoided it. Like a proper politician. Okay. Do you know what? You wouldn't... You know,
listen.
We're down here now with the road that interims and do not... Do, Minister, would you do a poo with the door open? there's many doors now from...
That's going to be discussed at government buildings this morning.
Answer the damn question, Una.
Would I do a poo in front of my partner?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't like to. I think some things should be done in private. But I mean, if I had to... If the situation called for it, you know what? We're all only human. Would you do a poo in front of your partner?
I won't pee in front of her. Why would I do a poo in front of her?
You're such a weirdo. 087-1102-107. Peeing, can we leave the pooping out of it, please? In front of your partner. Is that a yay? It's totally fine. Like, it's grand.
No. Okay. All right. That's the hill I'll die on this morning. Which side are you on? The hill I'll die on this morning, Una took this, and I 100% disagree with her.
It is 100% perfectly A-OK, fine, to do a wee in front of your partner.
You're leaving the door open.
I'm leaving the door open.
Yeah, no. There's a time and a place. Like, just go in, have a bit of privacy. A couple of minutes later, if even a minute later, you're back out again.
What's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
What's the point?
What's the point of leaving the door open?
Because you can have the chats. Because you're multitasking, as I said before, in a busy household. Do you know what I mean? You can be sitting down doing a wee and be like, okay, you need to do X, Y, and Z. Do you think I should wear this going out on Saturday? Or do you think I should wear the red one or the green one? Do you know what I mean?
I can be honest with you now. They don't care whatever you're wearing. Just be ready.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't see that as an issue. You know, if you're having the crack and then Mother Nature calls.
Yeah.
Who is Mother Nature to stop our conversation? Yeah. You crack that door open and you continue the conversation.
Yeah.
There you go. There's somebody agreeing with you.
Amazing.
Crack
yes.
the door open and continue
yes.
the
conversation. Who is
Mother Nature to stop?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, doors were invented for a reason. Simple as that.
Ryan from Galway.
Oh, Ryan from Galway. What are you saying, buddy?
Definitely close the door when you are in the bathroom.
Do you hear that, Una? Definitely close the door when you're in the bathroom.
I mean, who would just go and be telling jokes and having a little conversation with someone?
Yeah.
When they're in the bathroom. I mean, who would do that? So, yeah.
Me.
Go Cooper.
Yeah, thank you very much. You're absolute legends. You're my favourite.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Una, I don't disagree with you too often, but oh my God, woman, close the door.
Do you hear that? Woman, close the door.
Doesn't matter how long you're with someone, close the door.
Close the door, Una.
But I mean, I just... If I'm with someone,
yeah,
I need that level of comfort where it's okay to do a wee in front of each other.
God, why?
Why not?
Why though?
But why not? Because we're all human beings, okay?
Okay, you can't answer it like a toddler. You can't say why not. Okay, there has to be a reason. It's like, are we nearly there yet? We're nearly there yet. You can't say why not. So the answer the question why.
Okay, Claire Byrne. What's the question?
Oh my God!
Somber, undressed on iRadio. There you go, getting undressed and keeping the door open.
Is that okay in your house?
You do your business. Just close the bathroom door. It's as simple as that. So Una's hill I'll die on this morning is that she thinks it's all right to just pee and poop in front of you.
I didn't say poop, no. I said pee.
He's going to the bathroom. It's one
going
of the
to
other.
The bathroom, yeah, to do wee in front of your partner. Listen, the bathroom door isn't a church confessional. Do you know what I mean? It's an open door policy in my house.
The church door isn't a confessional.
The bathroom door isn't a church confessional.
Yes, here we go.
Good morning, iRadio. Lisa here.
Okay, Lisa is a sensible person now.
Mm-hmm.
Regular contributor to the show.
Yeah. I'm with you 100% too now on that.
Oh my God, she's broken up. Yeah. Can't hear her.
Sorry, Cooper.
What?
There's nothing wrong with weeing in front of your partner, if you have one. I take a wee and you can see outside the bedroom window and the kids are like, Mom, the postman might see you. And I go, ah, sure. If he does, he does. What are you going to do? Get out of the van and look in at me. Anyway, I've...
Postman might see you. Well, I like to wave to your father every morning.
No problem with that. Sorry, I'm on your side, Una, today.
All right, okay,
hey,
yeah.
Come on, Lisa.
Whatever, yeah.
Una, I totally agree with you. My missus has come in and filled toilet while I'm in the shower and everything. Just have to have that little bit of comfort. Try it out.
Exactly.
So no harm in it.
No harm in it.
Yeah.
I think my favourite... WhatsApp that has come in, it's in text format. It's all fun and games until you hear the plop.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
After 9 o'clock every morning on the show, we play a game called Truth or Trash. It's all about the truth, or is it all about the trash?
Truth or Trash?
All right, we've got facts. Una, we've missed your facts, so we're ready to let them roll out. So,
yeah.
Donald, what have you got for us this morning?
My fact is techie today.
Techie?
Yes, Google, the company. Google once hired a herd of goats to mow the lawn at its headquarters to save on costs.
A herd of goats?
Mm. So they didn't want to fork out for someone to
Well, it's better for the environment. Yeah, it's better for the environment. Goats are, like, I suppose if you pen them off and they only eat the lawn, that's great. But if you don't pen them off, they're eating everything in sight.
They're eating everyone's jumper.
Yeah. They're brilliant for clearing areas. Yeah. You saw them, they used them in Clarkson's farm. He needed to clear an area where he had, like, all the machinery. The machinery wouldn't do it. And somebody says, well, you should go in there. So he got a load of goats in there and it was cleared out. It was fantastic. So I'm going to say, and I'm locking this in, true.
I'm going to say true too.
Both truths, you both be right.
I should have let you go first, Tuna.
Yeah, they did it for environmental reasons as well, as really to save costs, yeah.
That's a good one. I like that. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I got one. I got one here. It's right in front of me. Okay. Relationship experts have discovered that going to the toilet with the door open triggers something called proximity olfactory overload, PWO. And this phenomenon occurs when your partner hears, sees, or worst of all, smells bathroom activity in real time, causing your brain to temporarily file you under biological relatives instead of romantic interest. In 63% of cases, this results in a 48-hour drop in physical attraction.
Okay, dude. What was that? Like, what is the fact? Can we just pull back all of the nonsense?
Yeah,
that
going to the toilet.
Going
to the toilet in front of your partner. Just because you don't understand science, it makes physical attraction drop by 63%.
Okay, going 63%.
Ooh, you look lovely sat there.
Did you just go? Bleh. Did you say the same thing to your missus when she was in labour?
That is completely different.
Oh, why is it completely different?
Because that's weird.
What's weird?
That's weird. Anyway.
What's weird? What's weird? I take it you were in the room.
In the womb?
In the room.
I was in the room, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of stuff going on then.
It was a beautiful moment.
It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We're all there high-fiving each other.
I am going to say that is trash. Because we all know the couples who pee together stay together.
I'm going to say true.
True. No, it's trash, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, Una, what are you saying?
So, from Compostela to Cavan, a new startup in Virginia is welcoming in the festive season and the new year with a new initiative for their employees. So, each employee is entitled to 1 hour siesta every day. They have a room there dedicated to napping with hot water bottles, ear pods, for classical music or white noise or earbuds, and it is considered a sign that you are working so hard that you've exhausted yourself and you deserve an hour's nap.
What?
Where was it, did you say? In
Virginia.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They copied the idea from Santiago de Compostela in Spain.
So if you're working hard enough, you're allowed to have a nap. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're allowed. Each employee is allowed to have a nap for an hour.
An hour's nap.
Imagine.
No, I think this is absolute nonsense.
Employee productivity would go through the roof. If I was allowed to come in here and nap, I would run in here. I swear to God, I wouldn't even need a napping
room. In reception.
I wouldn't even. I just under the desk there, it'd be grand.
Not a bother to
they
you.
They should think about that. Companies should think about that.
Oh, Una, you work for 4 hours a day.
What? That's not
6 till 10 o'clock. Why? Because
I do nothing after 10 o'clock.
And if you were napping during the show, people would be like, where's Una?
Huh?
This is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's trash. Trash. But it's something that they should consider. I believe it's the way forward. Because people are tired. People are so tired. And just, we'd really appreciate just a kind of a, you know, someone to help us out.
You're an absolute dreamer.
I am a dreamer.
Just to be clear, you were like literally your back was towards us and you were facing the facing the wall, just looking up and dreaming, thinking how nice would that be.
How nice would it be?
I think in the likes of Spain and stuff, they have a siesta during the daytime because it's so hot.
Yeah, but it's so miserable here. Why can't we get a siesta during the day? Why can't we be in a colour for an hour or two at work?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe let's make it happen.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. Hi, mornings.
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
There was a statement made on news this morning, and it was saying, and the debate comes up all the time, that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Well, I have the proof to say that it is.
Una said in the news here that there was a statement said that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, and this argument comes up every year, and do you know what? There's no beating around the bush about it. Is Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and I'm going to tell you why exactly Die Hard is a Christmas movie. John goes to California to spend Christmas with his family, John McClane.
Yeah.
And on the plane as they're exiting, the attendant does say, "Have a Merry Christmas." Nakatomi Plaza, where it all takes place, is at a Christmas party on Christmas Eve. There's Ebenezer Scrooge references. Also, Lucy was told not to snoop for presents. Santa's mentioned. Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis plays on the actual radio. And John whistles jingle bells. There's Christmas decorations everywhere. A guy kisses John, tells him Merry Christmas. Christmas is mentioned. There's Christmas music in the score. There's bells in there. There's Christmas music in the elevator. There's ho 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 written on the t-shirt. Al also sings Let It Snow as he leaves Nakatomi Plaza. The movie is on Christmas Eve, right? We've said that before. And also, there's just so much Christmas references. Even the FBI wants to cut off the power. It's like, Christmas Eve? You can't be cutting off the power. It's all in there. Do you know what I mean? And the last song in the movie is the closing credits of a Christmas song. So there you go. It's a Christmas movie, and I won't hear anything of it.
That's very passionate. That was a good speech.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Oh my God, finally somebody agrees with me on this.
Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
That's the show. That's Breakfast Rolled. Tomorrow we will have Wind Up Wednesdays, where Una pranks somebody unknowingly, and it's always a bit of fun. Can't wait for you to hear tomorrow's one. We'll see you in the morning, 6 till 10 a.m. only on iRadio.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.